I'm Dan Whedon, and this is an Extra Points Extra for Unleashed the Podcast. This is a narration of my weekly missive called Extra Points. Today's episode is titled Time Gravity. I hope you enjoy. What if you only had 3 hours of time to work each day? I'm working with a client who is facing this reality due to a medical situation. It made me ponder my own workday. What if I were forced to shrink my day to only 3 hours? How would I get it all done? I've developed a strategy to deal with the gravity of time and will share it with you here. First, identify your highest energy time. I'm a morning person, so I would likely start around 7 o'clock in the morning. What about you? Second, determine what the activities are that only you can do. Only is the imperative word here. If you've shrunk your time, you have to shrink your activities, so only do what only you can do. Third, prioritize your day. Not everything is urgent or even important. Be tight with your definitions and stack your day based on what must be completed. Fourth, set up training for those that will be delegated your other activities. You have smart people in your organization, so allocate time to transfer your smarts. If you're a solo practitioner or entrepreneur, you will need to set up alliances and contractors that are prepared to pick up the slack. Fifth, and incredibly important, find a chief of staff. The chief of staff in political and military terms are the gatekeepers. In other words, they make sure that inessential interruptions are eliminated. They guard your time, and they are strong enough to tell you to be disciplined in the process. It's hard for any of us to abandon tasks and projects, especially those we might enjoy or feel we can do best. However, in dealing with time gravity, it's essential to stick to a process. Final thought, this exercise works regardless of a time limitation. In fact, it will enhance your personal performance, improve the efficiency of your teams, improve employee morale, assure business continuity, and increase the value of your company. Do it anyway. We can all benefit from focusing on what we do best by delegating activities and prioritizing tasks and projects. By doing this, you will find a more effective organization and more discretionary time for you. Be unleashed. I'm Dan Whedon. Again, this was an Extra Points Extra for December 14th, 2020. It's part of my Unleashed the Podcast series. Thanks for listening. You can subscribe to Unleashed the Podcast on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and Amazon Music. Thanks for listening and be unleashed.